We soon encountered fresh mounds of earth marked by rough birch crosses, topped with unmistakable steel helmets of the German Wehrmacht. These first, silent, bloody witnesses on the highway to the east were arranged in regular rows and columns. An angry enemy had been awakened. We squeezed our eyes shut in vain attempts to block out the unexpected horror that had descended on us. Shrapnel filled the air, hissing and whistling overhead.
Ah, the desert ghost himself. I'm an admirer of your work. We are the same. You and I. We are both soldiers. We love our work.
I explained to the president that it was impossible to raise any capital on the concession I had received in 1891, and he requested me to put down what I now desired, and he would see what he could do. The treasure is on the island, but it will take money and a good deal of effort to unearth it. I have gone through many hardships and dangers, and perhaps shall do so again, but this will not keep me away.
No time. The rats are coming. You hold them off. I'll be fine. Thank you for the rescue. But I fear that it was a waste of time.
This was the fifth day of hunger for me, and it can be understood that I contemplated the future with a jaundiced view. With almost insupportable pain in my knee, I still had to cover 25 miles, and bad luck would have it that I didn't get a chance for a final shot, and thus did not get anything to eat.
They are deeply joyous that we have again gained the initiative, especially since no one had expected that.